Everybody all night is the best, the best, best friend weekend. We can party all night. We can party all night is the best, the best, best friend weekend. We can party all night.
Shout out the whole podcast crew. Everybody already know what it do. When you really gotta kill it, ain't nobody gonna feel it. When you really gotta tell them it's my crew, it's best friend weekend. We can party all night. We got Ross moving loads, Rumble, Eldo, Nice is the uncle.
I've been wanting to catch up on some of Denzel's latest offerings, and of late, I was able to strike that off my to-do list. I was able to watch The Little Things, as well as The Equalizer 3, and with this brings me to my next point. After watching those two, it gave me even furthermore of appreciation for Denzel and his wide range. And I guess that's what separates him as being the top of the top A-list, as well as what separates him from a B or C-list actor, because he's not playing the same type of role, I guess, unlike these B and C list actors in all his offerings. The range is so crazy, I guess, over the past decade, you know, he's been playing like, you know, action-packed type roles, whether it be like Two Guns or The Equalizer, lawyers in the midst of that, fathers giving real game, as well as I liked this little role with The Little Things, bro. And it had me really appreciating him as an actor, pause, because over the past decade, he hasn't really been given too much offerings to the point where, like, it really makes me appreciate the stuff he has dropped, and it got me kind of wanting to see, you know, what's next on the horizon, especially as he moves, you know, towards the latter back end, I guess, of his career, per se. But yeah, those were some good watch.
I say, whoa, welcome to the Best Friend Weekend Podcast. It's your man, Aldo Nice.
It's your boy, Los, a.k.a. C-A-P.
Hey, coming in here speaking like Denzel is, I don't know, like it's new that Denzel live and acting. It's kind of wild.
like that boy been live for decades on decades on decades. He at the point of his career where he ain't got to put shit else out, and he's still that boy.
How old is Denzel in your mind, Los? I just Googled it, so I know.
Denzel got to be 71.
Okay, that's
72.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but you closer than what I would have guessed. I would have guessed he was about 65. That man's 69.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, if Denzel still be over there.
He look good, though.
Yeah, with the baddest little things up in his movies.
He's going to have that now.
Dropping weight and picking it up.
Well, yeah, then one thing Denzel going to do is have something bad in the movie. He gonna come out that shirt and put that wood on something.
You talking like you said, Equalizer 3. Full disclosure, I'm one of them cats who sometimes I just miss some shit. Like for instance, John Wick, I ain't seen none of them.
No, you lie.
Zero.
Hey, we lie, by the way. We sitting in the same room, but you a liar.
You felt like that was important for people to know?
I just wanted to know.
Oh, because the energy going to be better?
A little different.
Okay.
You're right.
I thought they was going to, at the end of the podcast, say, man, this was a real good episode. I wonder what it was.
What they switch up.
Yeah, man.
But nah, bro, there's no way you ain't seen not one John Wick.
So I haven't.
You don't like those type of movies then?
That's not what I'm saying. Well, I guess I am by default saying that. It's yeah. Because if I really like that type of movie, I would have been on it, right? Like I'm a scary movie head, dude,
and
man.
You
say, so
you ain't missed no scary movie.
I'm not missing no good Annabelle Comes Home. I've got to have
that.
It.
I don't fuck with scary movies.
I gotta
movie.
Have like, the I Conjuring part for the like, devil made me do it.
Yeah, we sitting there bullshitting the how you live turning on. I watch it, but I'm not like, ooh, let me go watch a scary movie.
You're not wrong.
It's stupid to me.
You're not wrong. But I'm the same type of dude who I watched all the Barbershop movies at the same time.
I'm going to watch black movies.
I watched like all of the damn Austin Powers
every
at the
last
same time.
One of them.
But I didn't watch them when they came out is what I'm telling you.
Oh.
I caught them all in like so to go back to my point, I ain't seen John Wick, but when I watch it, I'm going to watch them all.
Every last one. Okay, gotcha.
So I watched all of the Equalizers like this month.
Gotcha.
Last month.
Just
so
bang,
like
bang,
in the
bang.
Last, because I saw Equalizer 3 was coming to like Netflix and shit. I was like, you know what? I ain't never seen Equalizer 1 or 2. So boom, boom, knock them things off my list. Yeah. But I tell you this, I ain't never going to feel any kind of terrible of watching some Denzel movies.
Oh, no.
Oh, The Little Thing. Did he say The Little Things is the one he watched?
I think so.
Okay. So correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm not paying attention and he's talking about range and he's saying The Little Things is the one he watched. I watched The Little Things a couple of weeks ago, too. That bitch was fire.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's like Denzel is like a cop who used to be like whatever. I don't remember all of the plot. It ain't been a lot long time, but I be consuming a lot of media. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he was like in a small town cop now, but he used to be a part of a big thing, and then he was like trying to track down a serial killer, like on some Denzel
type shit.
But you know, that's the thing when Rumble's saying that, and I know Rumble no movies. This is what I'm getting at. Like, dude, like Denzel, he done did it before.
Yes.
So like Bone Collector to me ain't that much different than Pretty Little Things. Mm. I mean, it's different because I think Bone Collector is the one he was a paraplegic, like he was in a little wheel. You remember that one? He was in the hospital bed the whole time trying to catch a serial killer.
But I think I told you that. But I think a lot of his stuff is similar. Mm. But just, you know, he might have to take the character somewhere else different sometime. But a lot of his shit is similar.
I'm saying, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to put it. Maybe it's similar to other movies.
He always tracking something down.
Because the Bourne Identity and Equalizer and, like, I'm assuming John Wick and Taken, I'm assuming that's all the same movie.
It's just a whole lot. He's super gruesome. And you be like, God damn, how many times he going to get shot and still keep walking?
It's something I'm never going to get enough of movies where, like, a nigga walk in the room and the ops over there. Mm-hmm. And that nigga look at his watch.
Yeah.
Start counting niggas and shit. Looking at the layout of the room. Hey, man. Hey.
You're never going
to get old of me.
It's never going to get old that one nigga beat up 15 with nothing. He got a pen.
I love it.
A writing pen. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's never going to get old.
It crank it up when he get that writing pen and jam it in a nigga ear or something.
Take that bitch out. Take his gun. The nigga shoot him 15 times, but he held the nigga in the way.
Yeah.
Throw him to the side. Bang. One to the head.
Oh, well. Yeah, that shit right now. I love that shit. While you're on that, Rumble included, but everybody, if I ain't said nothing, I probably didn't mention it. Gangs of London.
Yeah, I've been watching. When you said it, I've been watching.
Gangs of London, that boy Elliot, fucking, that black dude. Oh, yeah, he type nigga who.
You gotta watch Gangs of London with the damn caption, I don't know.
Yeah, I can understand, bruv. If you can watch
Top Boy with them captions, boy.
Niggas be having to watch Louisiana TV with the captions on. Why you bullshit?
Yeah, they do. I understand that shit.
They be having to watch P-Valley with the captions on.
Nah, sometimes you got to turn the captions. if it's too flaw.
Yeah, but all that to say, yeah, I love watching somebody go ham gruesome in that way. But he's saying Denzel movies, and those are some recent ones. Little Things came out in 2021. Equalizer came out a little bit before. Mm-hmm. But one that came out in the last 10 years, because you said something about his work in the last 10 years, Rumble. The one that you've seen, but you need to go watch again whenever you get some time. Man, go watch Flight, man.
Oh, man, that's one of the best movies ever. Every now and then, I'll just cut Flight
And off. He start with a bad one in that hotel
room. Oh, yeah. Man. Doing coke off titties
and shit. Yeah, he's like wilding,
that. That's my type of energy.
I don't do coke.
I was off titties, though. That's fine. I like that.
But like, if some titties involved, you might consider.
I like how he was moving in that aspect. He was a wild boy.
He's like, I'm about to take you to the banana boat.
Yeah.
Sniff a little bit, do
that
two shrooms.
Pop up on that thing with that Denzel swag.
He landed that motherfucking plane, though, I tell you what. But that's one of them movies, too, just FYI. Like, one of them scenes that you got me every time. When it's like, you know the nigga about to fuck it up. It's like, okay, we're going to keep him in this hotel room, and we're going to do all this shit. And what's going to happen is, like, that man gonna be sober tomorrow when he get to trial and blah 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 blah.
Everything
in that mini bar.
Up to my everything.
Just so happened the mini bar from the next door was
full of shit. Nah, they did right by one.
I don't believe that. Okay, I know it's just a movie, but I don't even believe that the people who wrote the movie wanted you to believe that that really happened.
That happened.
I think in the movie, that's supposed to be some kind of parable for shit, cause ain't no fucking way. It's too many coincidences. I think in real life, what would have happened was that man had that drink in his own mini ball, and they just forgot to check it. But cause man, that's too serendipitous for it to be in the next little room. I'm saying a whole bunch of shit. I'm trying to think about a nigga motives, but
like you can't, if you know that boy raging alcoholic, he ain't just no regular one. Like he don't be off that drink. That nigga raging alcoholic.
I guess bro,
finish the mini bar, everything in there.
I've known raging alcoholics. I'm sure all of y'all done had somebody at least once in your life who done came to the crib and you like, oh shit, unk.
You start putting shit
unk,
up.
Unk. Like, hey man, you gotta put that shit up. I didn't have an unk come to the crib one time, grab a fifth of Patron, face that bitch. Is that the house? for about an hour and a half. Drunk that whole thing.
In an hour and a half?
Whole fifth of Patron.
Jesus Christ. I can drink. That's a lot. That's quick.
That's quick.
Whole daddy?
The worst one I've... Now, that's alcoholism. What I'm about to talk about is like just youth. When I was in college, it was either Bayou Classic or Essence. I'm going to go ahead on and say it was Essence. Mm-hmm. Could have maybe even been Mardi Gras, but I'm going to say Essence. We was all hanging out, me and the partners, so everybody was in between the ages of like 18 to 22.
Oh, you do dumb shit when you're
in. Man, let dude grab a fifth of, this before they had flavored, fifth of Crown.
Ooh, and Reggie.
Boy, I took that thing to the face.
Nah. Yeah, see, that's stupid,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm telling you.
So he missed the whole thing.
He wasn't around.
He's not like,
he asleep.
Yeah. He better die. You know,
I didn't have times in life, and I know everybody else has, that you didn't have a whole night full of hanging.
Yeah.
And then you look down at that fifth of hen or fifth of crown, and that thing got a corner of it, like, and you didn't drunk it all by yourself. Like, that didn't happen.
Damn. Yeah, definitely.
But not to the face.
Not to the face, though. Not to the face. Not, it ain't a bottle of water.
It'd be mixed drinks.
I ain't you never get to a
point
of water.
You get to a point of drunk where you don't even taste it no more, and nope. You just keep drinking, not really thinking.
Like, young youth shit was Tangeray. Bayou Classic, 35 degree outside. We out there in white tees. Everybody looking at us crazy. We looking at them like, it ain't that cold out here.
Trying to hop in a car that was wrapped with M&M's on the side of it. With the matching M&M jacket.
All facts.
With the Snickers jacket. The Snickers Monte Carlo.
All the Hey Kool-Aid man on the side of it with the matching Kool-Aid daddy.
There you go.
The NASCAR daddy.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. With the
shot them jacket.
With the Tide. Man,
boys had that big Febreze on
that. I had to tell mama about that shit. She was like, I never heard of no shit like that. I was like, nah,
that's a real
that's
thing.
That's an error.
Products, boss was out here
rocking product.
Products on these cars.
And she like, who was doing that? I was like, niggas like Lil Boosie, nigga. Niggas like Soulja Boy. It was that time. It was like 05, 04, 03. Like,
just hood niggas selling a little weed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying like...
Yeah, with the Nihilator daddy. The Nihilator's on the side.
If it was a celebrity in like... And they was a celebrity in by 04, and it was from the South.
Nigga, yep.
They was with that shit.
That shit was hard.
David Banner had one of them. I don't give a shit. What y'all say? Yeah. Lil Flip probably had
Swish
one of them.
Sweet daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. With the matching jacket.
Yeah. Gotta have a matching jacket.
When you ready
though.
To bring that back, man? You ready to bring it back? Not the car. I'm not going to do that shit to my car. But I wear a jacket.
I wear a jacket. What jacket would you get though? If you could do it.
Well, you gotta be some new age shit, cause it can't be like it can't be like
tires. iPhone daddy.
There you go.
Apple.
Gotta be ChatGPT on my shit.
You know what I'm
saying? some different shit. Some shit that they not on.
Game changer.
You know what I mean? PlayStation 5. You know what I mean?
Game changer.
Oh, damn dog.
Yeah, hey, that's when the white folk will be like, oh my God, where'd you get that jacket? I didn't know they sold Colts.
Yeah, right? Then they're gonna need it.
Gotta have it.
Hey, speaking of sports, man, real quick, I wanted to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, but I never really got a chance to tap into it, so I'm gonna bring it back full circle. LSU got whipped in baseball by Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, like I think Alabama A&M beat Auburn, mm-hmm. So a couple of HBCUs got them some wins.
Was
A&M
a state?
You know, that's the same school to me.
Yeah,
black and gold, blue and navy, and what? That's all the same shit. but I say that, and I mentioned it like, ooh, Southern, blah blah blah, and somebody said to me like, man, I thought you liked LSU, and that's your team above everything.
Oh well, I know exactly the answer to that. Go ahead.
Okay. So I gotta, you know, sometimes you gotta explain what's understood, not supposed to be explained, but you gotta explain.
Yeah.
Let me put it like this: if it's a football season,
mm-hmm.
right, and LSU got a chance to play the national championship,
mm-hmm.
and if they get one more loss, they can't.
Yeah,
I don't want Southern to beat them.
No, we're definitely not rooting for Southern to win.
Okay.
Not rude.
But if it's a random game and LSU don't stand a chance to win the whole shit,
and if Southern
or LSU could still get in the playoff like in baseball and win, cause I'm going for everybody black.
Every time.
Okay? I want our state to win.
Every time.
So I'm not, don't want LSU to lose.
Yeah. I want this to be the end all be all. Like, I want Southern to come and put them out the semifinals.
And then go lose the next. Lose
45 to nothing.
To Miami.
Tennessee. Exactly.
Right? No, that's not what we need.
That's not what we're saying. But a random little baseball game.
All things that don't mean shit. Spring game, football. Like I said, even in football, they got a playoff now.
Yeah.
Let's say LSU 12-0, they didn't win the whole SEC, and then they got one game against Southern. Hey, man, if Southern bust their ass.
That's fine. Cool. Let them get their rocks off, bro.
Okay.
Like, sit out the starters. Put the third string. They probably still be shot the nigga. But still.
No, I'm saying, even if starters for starters. I love the HBCUs. I want us to win. But there's a hierarchy in Louisiana.
Yes.
Where, like, you know, like I said before, like, I'm going for Louisiana first.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go for black before everything.
Yes. We definitely, the hierarchy is Louisiana part that has a chance.
Yeah.
Like, it's the ones who actually have a real chance. Like, you low key going for Southern. You want them Grambling. You want all them schools to do well.
Shit, all of them. And all of them.
Yeah.
You all have well against. Yeah, Latte. Everybody. Like, I want McNeese to do well against
anybody. But just, we ain't trying to put nobody out that really matter. Y'all don't matter. Y'all matter, but not like that. Like,
and when you get to the point that it matter, then we can talk about something. For instance, we still talking about baseball. This past week, this where they at with it now. Like, in softball, I think. Softball, not baseball. Softball. LSU was ranked number 7, I think, in softball. Mm-hmm. And UL Lafayette was ranked, like, number 15.
Yeah.
And they played a midweek series. Yeah. And UL whipped that ass.
Hey, I'm cool with that.
I'm going for UL. Yeah. I'm from.
Y'all good.
Yeah, I'm from there. Yeah. They can win the championship, too.
You got a chance.
Listen, I ain't about behind LSU when it's that. Yeah. But if it's UL against LSU in football. And them boys don't stand a chance to get in the
shit. Well, we know they don't stand a chance. So
unless it's like that one off year where them boys is super nasty and got a whole bunch of
75 seniors.
Yeah.
And I mean, all transfers.
There you go.
Yeah, big portal daddy.
There you go. And they're running this whole unique offense. They're doing some different shit. Then okay. Because now they got a 12-team playoff. Yeah. And now, shit, y'all both might make the dance. So yeah. I ain't well, other impressed.
Than that, it's a no-go.
I'm just saying. But, you know, shout out to Southern.
Yeah. One time.
Shout out to them brothers because.
I know that felt good.
Yeah, it did. And I mean, shit, because if LSU was playing for the shit. And old HBCU with no resources at all going there.
Ride a yellow bus to the game. Well, man, what would that do?
Shit, that'll burn my Buddha. Look, let me tell you a couple of other things that burn my Buddha this week. Listen, the first thing that burned my Buddha this week is, man, the commercials that say, don't take... if you're allergic to flublum blum. Cutting that burn my boo.
Because it could cause a flublum blum. And if it causes flublum blum, you might be subject to some.
I might have said this before. Listen. Yeah. I might have talked about this before because it always burned my boo that. But why would you have to tell somebody don't take nothing that if you're allergic to it?
That just
don't let a bee sting you if you're allergic to bee sting.
Yeah, stay away from bees. Don't keep bees. Hey, if you're allergic to dogs, don't have one in your house.
If you're allergic to cats,
don't have 15.
Don't sleep with them in your bedroom.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
If you're allergic to latex, you're a motherfucking liar.
Yeah.
You've been a liar since we was in college.
You're
that
just
shit.
A raw dog king. You're a raw daddy. Go do your thing.
If it's a he or a she.
Yeah.
If you're out here telling people you're allergic to latex, listen, we don't believe you. You shouldn't have sex.
Not going to get me with that one.
Man, listen. I remember one of my little niggas when we was in college hitting me up with the, oh yeah, she said she allergic to latex and blah, blah. I was like, hey, bro, don't do it.
Don't do it, bro.
Don't do it. I don't know what the real reason is, and it may be a reason now. Don't do it. It ain't worth it. They got a million fish in the sea. You like her a lot? No, don't do it.
Don't do that because you're going to come out peeing hot, boy.
Oh, you're gonna come out, hey man.
Yeah, Papa Bill.
Yeah, come out, being around somebody for a very extended period of time that you hadn't planned on or don't want to be around in that specific amount of time.
And y'all gonna have direct lines to account situation. It's gonna be going in hers.
That's what I'm saying. But don't take it if you're allergic, cutting that bothers the shit out of me. Listen, the next thing that burns my Buddha this week, man, I love talking about people I know, and I love when they give me content to talk about them. A little chick posted a picture of her son, a little chick we went to school with, mm-hmm. And in the post, he was like, you know, all dressed for prom or whatever he was doing, and the caption said, baby, the way I'm over here bawling my eyes out, my sunshine, spelling it like sunshine, mm-hmm. My headache, my broke best friend, my only child is headed to prom with the crying eyes, and then she put right after that, That's it. That's the post. Man, that burns my boot in, man.
Why they burn your boot in?
Cutting, man, because that feels like no caption needed almost. Cutting.
Just post a picture.
Just post a picture. Don't say that's it. That's the, I feel like once you say that's it, that's the post.
You just made up some shit.
You didn't. You said a whole bunch. You said too much. Yeah. Like post. I think it should be a real short thing. It should
I feel
be
like you can't say that shit.
My sunshine. Post. That's it. My that's the post. Nigga,
like you can't say
but that. Then, but then, oh, I forgot. After that's it. That's the post. Who shoot? Huge shout out to my village for coming through. Blah blah blah. We love y'all.
Yeah, you lied. That's not it. That's the post. Yeah. I don't like when you lie to me.
Don't lie to me virtually.
Virtually.
Don't lie to me.
My thing person. Is, you want me to read all this shit and then say that's the post?
In the middle of it.
That's the post. Like, just post it and say that's the post.
I should have just went TLDR. I should have just typed hashtag TLDR in her messages. You know what that mean? You use that one?
No.
Yeah, that's one of the white boy specials, and somebody laughing out there because they're like, I know exactly what TLDR means. And you can make sure you can send this to coworkers. You can send this to people, and then just laugh to yourself. TLDR means too long didn't read.
Oh, I got to use that. You get them long messages.
TLDR, man. Fuck out of here.
I love that.
I'm not reading it.
I need. Yeah, I'm definitely remember that.
Yeah. TLDR.
I'm put that in my. I can't wait to use that.
It's certain people in certain times, but when you use it at the right time, people can throw it at me, and I'll be like, "Oh, damn, you mother." Yeah, I had genuine things to say, and now like you're gonna shut me out. I don't have time for it. You shouldn't like it because
I actually love it.
Hey man, it is what it is. Listen, the next thing that burns my boudin this week is listen. If you're in a public space and it's like a bunch of people, and they got a fly in that bitch,
one single fly.
I don't need that fly nowhere around me because that would burn my boot.
Bro, that shit is so aggravating.
Because now everybody looking at you
like, why is that fly over there?
That nigga stink.
Something wrong with that.
Something wrong, man.
You got something cheap on. You got some cheap ass cologne on or something. What's wrong with you, man? What kind of deodorant? Tussie deodorant? What you like, yeah. You just sitting here. Everybody fine.
And you fanning at that motherfucker.
You over that motherfucker. Yeah, get the fuck on. You trying to figure out.
I'm telling you, listen, I was in church earlier today. I'm sitting down, there's big buku people in church. I see a fly coming at me, and I'm sitting there like, this motherfucker better not. Nigga came by me. He didn't even get close enough for me to swat at. Mm-hmm. And he turned and he went by some other people, and I was like,
all right. Don't make me act up in the Lord's house.
Listen, I get up and go to the bathroom as soon as I see him coming. Hey, man, I'm going.
Hey, I'll be thinking, I ain't forward.
Yeah.
Flies,
dog. Flies coming around.
That's funny.
And then, you know, my daddy and them used to call them, well, they call them dog ass flies. Mm-hmm. Because they be around the dog ass, because they be around stank. I'm just saying, flies like that burn my boot. Man, listen, the next thing that burns my boot this week is senior niggas, boy. Senior niggas burn my boot.
Why they burn your boot, bro?
Because I can never be one, couldn't
you? Okay.
Okay.
Why is that? That shouldn't be a thing, though.
Oh, you might not know what I'm referencing. What I mean is, like, these boys, like, athletes and shit and whatever, and they be like, oh, I'm Jason Tatum Senior.
Yeah.
I'm Steve Smith Senior.
Oh, you want to be the first
one. I can't never be senior.
No, you're junior, man.
That's my point, cutting. So senior niggas running around here, having them a little child, and then calling themselves senior, changing their name to be like they senior.
Yeah, you a junior.
I can't never be nothing but junior.
Yeah, you're a little boy, man.
But you had an opportunity to be senior.
Yeah.
And you ain't took it.
I ain't want to be.
That's real nigga shit. I respect real niggas who not out here trying to tack on something. Niggas like my paw can go ahead and sit down somewhere.
My dad was a senior.
I know.
I ain't put that, like, nigga wrote that shit. They ain't signature. Nigga hit the SR.
Yeah, man, he want to be on senior, nigga. Yeah. Probably had shirts that say senior.
Definitely did. I still said Carl Pearson senior.
Juniors don't run around for their life calling themselves juniors, like talking about. I mean, we do.
If you Mexican.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr., though. I mean, they got junior juniors.
You got to be a significant junior.
They got juniors.
LeBron James Jr.
Yeah.
But he called himself Bronny.
Yeah. But that man might call himself junior at the house. You never know what people are.
I call him Bronny.
Yeah, we all in the people life, so we know. But they got some other juniors there. Sammy Davis Jr. We didn't have this conversation. Vic Damone Jr., Sammy Davis Jr., call me all the time, hang out all the time. Yeah, that's
Birdman Jr.
Speaking of great movies to go back and rewatch whenever you get a chance, go watch Money Talks, man. Money Talks was funny. Frenchie. Yeah. that was a classic. So don't cheat yourself, treat yourself.
Soup. Oh yeah. Feel good.
Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. Yeah. That was peak Chris Tucker. I would say even more than Rush Hour. I like Money Talks more than Rush Hour. Under Friday. Friday is, but you know, if you really think about it, Friday wasn't like a Chris Tucker tour de force. It was a movie about a lot of niggas. Yeah. Chris Tucker just stole the show. It was
more relatable.
Money Talks was Chris Tucker, that was funny, dog, from beginning to end. Yeah. And if you think about Chris Tucker, he didn't do a whole bunch of movies like talking about
that. We talking about how many put out, he got 16 goddamn Rush Hours. How many Rush Hours? Three or four?
I think about three or four. Okay. And then what else?
Money Talks. Friday.
Like, I don't know if Chris Tucker being in it. Like, he has some comedy specials. And somebody going to be listening and be like,
oh, wait a minute. Think about that boy. That
got in and got out.
And still got some money.
Oh, yeah. That man got some money.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like, he just couldn't do nothing to be funny because he ain't had no serious.
I remember he was in, like, Michael Jackson videos and shit. He did that.
He probably like that. But how much Michael Jackson videos?
Wow, man? That's crazy. Chris Tucker, his IMDb, like, this is... And okay, so now as I'm even looking at this, I'm like, I know Chris Tucker been in more stuff because he wasn't like big the lead actor. But listen, man was in Meteor Man and House Party 3. That was like the miniature roles.
House Party 3.
Yeah, that was that one where they had the sleepover. I mean, the big pajama jam at the college, I believe.
Yeah, I'm trying to see whatever. What he did.
He was in Friday.
Yeah.
Then he was in Panther. I forgot he was in Dead Presidents. He was Skippy.
With the
thing. He was in The Fifth Element when he was singing.
Dressed up like that nigga. Yeah. It was good. That was a good role in that.
Money Talks, yeah. Jackie Brown. Now, I didn't watch a lot of those blaxploitation films. That was all 97. Then he went Rush Hour 1, Rush Hour 2, Rush Hour 3. And then after 2017, he did Rush Hour 1 in 98, Rush Hour 2 in 2001, Rush Hour 3 in 2007. That's the only three movies he did in 10 years.
Yeah.
Then he popped back up and did Silver Lining Playbook, which I don't know nothing about, in 2012. 2016, he did Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. Don't know nothing about it. He did Air. I haven't watched
Air. Yes, he was in that. Yeah,
but that just came out. Yeah. Because it didn't look like it was about Jordan. It looked like it was about white boys. It's about Bacaro and them and shit.
It's about how they got Jordan. It was good.
How they got Jordan. Like, yeah, I want to watch that.
The making of the shoes you got over here in the goddamn wall, idiot.
This what you're on, dog.
Bro, you got to do your research, brother.
Okay. It's not like a documentary. If it was a documentary on how they got Jordan, sure.
It's a docu-movie.
I don't want to watch a docu-movie unless it's about how Master P became Master P, and it's called I'm About It. All right?
You already saw that.
And the last one is Rush Hour 4, which is TBD. But it looks like that is coming out.
I'm cool.
You said you wanted to watch that, man.
No, I don't want to watch fucking...
That man got a really short...
Yeah.
Movie.
That boy do great with his money, though.
Got in and got out, cutting. Senior nigga, dog.
Because you ain't never seen that
Chris
boy
Tucker
hurt.
Senior, cutting. Yeah. Fuck out of here, man. Listen, the next
he got a junior?
Nah, I'm just talking. Oh. The next thing that burned my Buddha this week, I'm going to tell you a couple from the college experience. This one is, listen, my old lady just finished the membership intake process with a sorority. Okay. You know, shout out one time for the ladies at Delta Sigma Theta. Shout out. What burned my Buddha is how you got like 40 times more Perry than I ever had within 1 week of being in some shit. That burned my Buddha.
Because you ain't had no money to buy it like that's that when you was in college.
You're right. I know the answer.
Yeah, you was in college.
I didn't ask you why. I'm just telling you it burned my Buddha. Like
yeah, but I mean, but you over it.
It ain't even that I don't have enough money. It's that the people who love me, that the people who fuck with me, it's not like your homeboys was like, let me go buy you a shirt.
Hell no. We all bro. We're going to piece together some weed and some drink and some food.
That Negro got by 5 jackets, by 15 shirts, 4 license plates.
But she knew too, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, but just... even when I came down with the come down, nigga ain't had all that.
Dog. Yeah, because you was...
Dog, I might have owned in my life, for real. In my life. In the 2020, let me see, 22 years since I didn't play it, I might own 5-6 Sigma shirts. Yeah. Maybe I didn't got a couple here and there around that I don't remember. I didn't had one jacket, mm-hmm. one hoodie, yeah. three hats.
You want to know why? Because when you was like, ooh, this shit lasts for a couple of years. Once you got a college, you were like, ooh, no more. You're like, oh, yeah, oh.
But still, I'm a Sigma. If them boys would have
gave me. You ain't spending your money on apparel like
that. Well, what's crazy is if they would have gave me all that Perry when I had just crossed. What I'm going to do with all that big 4X, tall T, 4X can't Sigma. Can't do nothing with, long nothing with that shirt. Shit, nigga.
Nigga, wash the car that shit.
What I'm going to do with the, I wonder what that blue do-rag I had, that raw blue do-rag I was running around the yard with.
Somebody, that bitch at Goodwill, somebody got, one of them homeless niggas got that bitch on somewhere.
Because they do have some of the most atrocious paraphernalia on earth for young niggas, but yeah. Hey. It is what it is. It burned my boudin. Look, let me tell you another one that's similar to that. Another thing that burned my boudin this week is, man, people who talk about HBCU proud. I saw a little chick the other day that had an HBCU proud shirt on. But you went to Mac Nice.
I don't like that. That's not HBCU.
You sure? Mac Nice not an HBCU?
There's a bunch of niggas over. There's some white folk. More white folk is good. That's not an HBCU.
No, it's not an HBCU. You don't have to think about it. My point is, it's not. And that's what burned my booty.
So you just think because a bunch of niggas go there and make an HBCU?
So I watched the Freaknik documentary this week for the first time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, finally.
It was worse. I didn't.
Okay, so I did have something that burned my booty about that. And it's about niggas hating. Boys like Bomani Jones. And I like Bomani. Yeah. Bomani, one of my favorite listens. His hating was that man was hating on saying that they had the wrong people that they was interviewing about Freaknik, that they should have never interviewed them people. And then he said they should have maybe interviewed. Oh, they said, oh shit. We watching them pellies at the same time. Oh, full court lob. Damn,
I caught mine. I wanted to say the same thing.
Yeah, that was crazy. But he basically said they should have interviewed me. And when somebody said they should have interviewed them,
Bomani, nobody care though.
Like, and that's and also Bomani, you like probably was born in like about 79, 80. Dog, from Freaknik was popping in 1994. You was like 15. Dog, why do we want to interview you? Like, you have nothing to say. I want to interview boys in their 50s or whatever. I didn't care what 21 Savage had to say. But. I wanted to hear Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
I wanted to hear Luke.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear Killer Mike.
Yeah.
And I definitely wanted to hear Outkast would have been good too. Yeah. But I definitely wanted to hear Jalen Rose. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I want to hear boys who was actually in that
was
shit.
Outside. Matter,
yeah, like the outside age though. Like, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
With calls and
like, anybody who like 52, 51,
yeah.
50, like right
I
now.
I want to hear what you have to say.
About it.
But yeah, I want to hear that.
But you know, that whole part is he was talking like Jalen Rose specifically was talking about HBCUs and how that made people so proud. And, you know, Mark Lamont Hill was saying some of the same thing. So I get it that even if you didn't go to HBCU, you could like HBCU culture.
Yeah.
We grew up going to the Bayou Classic to root for Southern and Grambling before we even considered if we was going to go to TSU or Xavier, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know we was going to go to HBCU when we was going when doing those things, but it just kind of broke that way. So my biggest point is, that I understand it,
yeah.
But I still ain't on some old HBCU proud if I didn't go to HBCU.
Nah.
Cause that's for us.
Yeah, exactly. Cause my thing is, if them white folk in Miami, the whole situation when it went down, they'd have paid for my school. I'd have went to Miami. I graduated a hurricane. You know what I'm saying? I still rock with HBCU, but I couldn't call myself. I wouldn't be like HBCU proud.
Yeah.
If I didn't go there, I wouldn't have no problem going to PWI. But it just so happened. The cards, you know, in my favor for free schooling was HBCU.
Now, I say that, like, in regards to, like, my gig. It's kind of weird when you work in a university, like, I've been doing for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, I walk around with a lot of stuff that for the universities that I didn't work for. Mm-hmm. And people be like, did you go there? And I never rep it. I'm never like, oh, no, I'm UT strong. No, I don't.
I work here, man. It's a job. A lot of people can't distinguish a job between like your little passion or what you're really about. Some people think that's like, oh, now you got to start throwing up hook and poems there.
You could be passionate about anything. And I know, like, even you, like, you work at a school, mm-hmm. you could be passionate about your school, but you're more passionate about the profession and coaching and teaching and whatever else than exactly. that, man. That's yeah. all I'm saying. Listen, the last things that burn my boudin this week is, man, everything about Devin Haney getting his ass whipped by Ryan Garcia burn my boudin.
His daddy burned my boudin, Paul. That nigga, dog. Stop the fight. Did you watch the fight?
I did watch the fight.
So what do you think? He should stop that fight, bro.
I don't think he should stop the fight. Because until boxing is scored by like who was the prettiest, you can't stop a fight. Let me put it like this. You can't stop a fight when you probably winning on the cards.
You think he was that close?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, outside of even CompuBox and all the rest of that stuff that be doing the numbers, if you just was paying attention a little bit, round one, Garcia hit him hard one time and like shocked him. Outside of that,
he woke up.
One through round two through six, I think he won.
Yeah.
So anytime you up,
he got knocked down.
Anytime you up five rounds to one, though.
Yeah, you got him. Yeah.
Like then the first knockdown, that same round he lost a point.
Yeah.
So it ain't even like you down 2 points. You just lost one. So
I just for me
up until like round 10. Like, that man was still winning the fight to me.
Yeah.
To me, up until like round 10. So my thing is, when you going to stop it?
Yeah.
You're going to stop it in round 11, 12? Yeah. Can't do that. Yeah. Now,
I just didn't like how he was wobbling. He started looking crazy. Couldn't get nothing out.
He wasn't.
Yeah, I guess for me, I couldn't.
The ref seemed like he might have been cheating for black people.
Oh, he might have been. That boy definitely rude for everybody black.
You know what I'm saying? Let that shit go on entirely too long.
That boy was hurting, man. You know, he was hurting. And I just didn't lie. I don't know if I could watch my son take that beating like that.
Well, the thing is, he gotta get him a real trainer. And sometimes, like, they got a lot of people in the history of boxing and sports and shit like that that then been trained by their pops, and it come to a time where
it can take you so far, man.
Yeah, and like when like I who said this? It might have been Sauce Waku said this, and I thought it was a real interesting little takeaway. That man said, listen. You over here trying to out-technical him, and you are. But then once he came in at a fight, he came in there overweight, drinking off that drink. Whatever. He came in there to throw punches at you. Bigger than you, ready to hit you. You got to understand, now it's time to abandon that game plan and hit his ass back.
Yeah.
He never really went into that space.
Never did.
Or maybe he's just a glass chin nigga. But these are the specific things that burned my boudin about that fight. The first one is that motherfucking LeSean McCoy, like, he bet. I think the number was he bet like $200,000 to win $20,000 on old boy on Devin Haney and he lost the bet, right?
That's a dumb bet though.
But everybody keeps saying it's the worst bet ever, and you saying the same thing. I don't understand. Like, okay, so to me that just means boys don't understand betting like that. And I'm not trying to be like the bet aficionado, but what I'm trying to say is. People take gimme bets all the time, and they use the term free money.
Yeah, I understand that part.
Like, if Oklahoma playing against Southern, and they say, all right, money line, if you put up $200,000, you win $4,000. Some boys
free $4,000. I don't think that bet was no free bet, though.
Well, the numbers had it, like, as a huge underdog. So the betting odds would tell you it's that much of a supposed to be a game.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
That's like when Floyd was fighting people. Like, boys was betting big money on Floyd every time.
Yeah.
When boys called themselves the money team and was all excited about it, they would call themselves the money team because niggas was out there betting $10,000 to win $3,000.
Yeah, I buy some of that. I get.
And then going to the session with that $3,000.
I didn't think this fight was that lopsided to me.
Okay.
I didn't look at that lopsided.
Well,
I thought Devin was gonna win, but I didn't look at like.
I thought this was gonna be Errol Spence. I thought this was gonna be Bud Crawford.
It was.
I thought it was gonna be one of them boys when they in their prime going against somebody just outboxing nigga. He not that. He not. Devin Haney is not.
I thought he was, but I watched the last couple of fights. I was like, oh, he's not that good.
Like Tank Davis, I don't think is in the class of them boys who like those premier boxers. He hits hard. He a slugger. Like, I put him with like Roy Jones and shit.
No, but I think he can box though.
But like the boxers is like I said, Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford, Andre Ward, Floyd Mayweather. The people who, when they get in the fight, I think they're going to win on points because they're going to be better than the other person, and they're just going to wear them out the whole time.
I think.
I thought Devin Haney was one of them.
He not. I saw his last fight. I was like, yo, he not. I thought he was there too a while ago, but his last few fights I've been watching. Like, oh, you're not really that good.
I'm just telling you, it's not the worst bet other. Other thing, the dude who used to be on our podcast, he sent us this thing talking about how much money he won betting on.
Yeah,
betting on the Hispanic dude. It's just wild.
I mean,
I can't.
It's not even like a surprise with that situation.
But if the Saints playing against Patrick Mahomes now, and everybody and three niggas and like the quarterback out for the Saints, and the defense got three dudes hurt.
I'm not betting.
Are you betting with Kansas City?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Even if it's supposed to be a gimme, you're not betting with Kansas City. Put it the other way. Saints supposed to be Kansas City. We favored. Blah 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 blah. You gonna put money on Kansas City
to win? Yeah, and put $100 to win $100,000. No, I'm cool.
I can't set myself up to be rooting against the black person, dog. That's so wild to me. And like what you just said, the ref was rooting for everybody black.
Yeah, he definitely was.
It's not
Issa Rae Cousin, actually. I looked it up.
It's not surprising, but it still was one of the things I'm like, come on, dog.
A lot of times you don't even have to try to. It'd be natural. You know what I'm saying? Like even just watching softball or watching. Like, if I'm watching a team and they got a bunch of white girls and this other team is black, I want the other black team to win. Nah, I don't know white girls is cold. And I'm rooting for the little black girl that got out there. But I want the other black team to do well. Like, it's just easy.
It is. You're 100% right.
Easy choice.
And I rock with it. And most of the teams we like is all black anyway. So it's not like we stretching that out. But and then this, the last piece of that is like them people who was calling themselves Negro dominance and stuff like, man, I just knew what the hell I was talking about because I bet on old boy. No, you pick one boxing match, though.
Oh, no,
man. No, you pick one boxing match. I mean, I ain't lying. You pick one boxing match. No, that don't make you some betting.
You're not a Porter. What's that boy's first name? The Raptors guy that bet that money?
Jonte.
No Jonte.
Duh. Yeah, I thought you was talking about Sean Porter. I'm laughing. Oh, no. Jonte Porter is funny. Yeah, you're not Jonte Porter. You're not the betting savant.
Yeah,
well, either way, interesting weekend. The black culture stay getting set back. I don't know who our next win. Who our next win for some black people to get us a win. Because, I mean, South Carolina gave us one to get us back up after LSU lost one for us.
And so we automatically.
We was up.
So we automatically.
But now we back down because Vatos beat us. When black people get him another dub? Well, because Jokic probably going to win the MVP unless Shea get it. But, fuck, Shea, Canadian too. So it ain't like.
He black, though. He black Canadian.
Yeah, I get you. He got an old hyphenated last name. That means he got an old black mama.
Yeah, that's some nigga shit. Yeah. So we take that one.
We'll take that.
Now you got to get him where you can now, man. You can't.
So basically, the Mavericks or the Nuggets can win the championship.
No, we don't want that. Mavericks not going to win it. The Nuggets definitely have a good chance to win it.
We can't have neither one of them win.
I don't think we need neither of them to win. We need like.
Well, you know, Raj live in Denver, so he probably going for the Nuggets too.
Oh yeah, they probably got a Jokic jersey.
he ain't got a Porter jersey.
No.
I want the Jonte Porter jersey. I might need to get that one.
That bitch be at Marshalls real soon.
You get that dude for the nothing.
Just take that bitch. Be on the take it rent. Hey, this comes with your purchase.
Man, we're talking about race. Let's just keep going there. Listen, getting promoted under a racist is not live. I just want to make sure I say that out loud. I had a little classmate from high school. I noticed, and you know, her life's work, probably like education and stuff and she, whatever. And now she working for like the governor of Louisiana in like some education position. And I just sitting there like, it's not alive if the governor a big racist. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that type of energy?
If
Trump say, come work for me as the director of whatever things you like to do at your job.
Yeah, I think then some of those jobs in some of those positions, if you're doing stuff like that, you ain't working to look at like you interested in them people's views and shit. You just doing a job.
Fair enough. But like Betsy DeVos and shit like that, like the Secretary of Education when when Trump was in office. Mm-hmm. Man, she was the most maligned. People was just talking about her like, you know, like she didn't deserve the position. She not nice with it. They just gave it to her. Like, she didn't earn it and all things involved. And she was dumb and this, that, and the third. Because you under somebody who people don't like.
Yeah.
If you want that job, I get it. But it's like that part of it, that how you get it matters too.
Yeah, I feel you. But I think some jobs is just, you just got that job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just working in this position, and a lot of times, a lot of things you're doing doesn't have any concerns or like views of who you're working for.
Well, I think it do. In this climate, if you got a job with education, then
definitely,
yeah, they're gonna be telling you that they only taking you if you're trying to ban books and
if you're saying, all the rest of that shit. We ain't paying my people nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to be part of that. All I'm saying is it's not a lot.
Yeah, I agree, but. People think I'm gonna take that job because just if you had that job for a little bit, that job opened up so much other stuff.
I ain't mad at it.
You know what I'm saying? Like you the person come and be like, I can have any superintendent position I want. You know what I'm saying?
And I hope that's how that play out for old girl.
Yeah, it got
like,
to.
Like, but that's the thing. When I saw, I was like,
Yeah, but you get to after that, no matter how it go,
I don't know.
That's on your resume.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
I get you. It's fucked up,
but I get what you're saying too, though. But it's. That's one of them jobs. Oh, I got that bitch on my resume. You know what I'm saying?
I'll go with it. I'll pick it up what you're putting down. Yeah. Let me ask you another question about race. Who worse? Mexicans, when they take a test and they check white on the little test, and then they put Hispanic, but they put white first? Or white folks who check Native American on shit?
Oh, it's easy. The Mexicans who check white, boy. They think they better than Mexicans. Like they vote for Trump, they operate as white people, and I'm gonna tell you exactly who they are. They're the ones who got degrees. They look at them people cutting grass like they not kin to them. Like they look at Mexicans like ill. You know what I mean? You know they if you checking white and you I think it's called white what did it say white what you call it on there? But you checking white and you Hispanic, bruh. You the worst one ever.
Well, they do it all the time because that proximity to whiteness. Like I said, we've been supposed to have another woke dad in. That's definitely a conversation for how we feel about that type of thing. But my new one is whites who check Native American or whatever. Like they'll put Native American and they'll put like European and then they'll put white. I'm like, dog, you really like on some Ancestry.com found out that you got
2%
Cherokee Indian, and now you think you're gonna type that because you think it's gonna give you more opportunities. That's the shit and I mean both of them are they select these things to try to get more opportunities.
Yes.
One is Mexicans thinking if they do white they're gonna get more opportunities, and the other is white people saying, you know what? So I think that's what bothered me. The other one, let me get some race, some reverse racism. Yeah. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I mean,
I never heard of white people checking Native American. That is wild.
Yeah, no, that is a thing.
But they I wonder, did they ever put that little 3% nigga in there? They got 3% nigga in that motherfucker too.
I mean, they don't want that.
From the Africa.
They don't want that. They don't want
to put that. You see the African descent down there at the bottom?
They ain't want to put
that. That 0.5, 0.7.
They ain't want to put sub-Saharan Congo.
Yeah. They're right there.
They ain't want to put that. That's the last thing they want to put. But it is what it is. Listen, they got another story in Houston that I thought was funny. I mean, not funny, but it's strange in how it works. And like I said, race is definitely involved in pretty much everything I'm going to reference. This one is, they had a dude who got jacked. I don't know if you heard about this. This happened a while back. A little dude got jacked, and in his, like, basically, he was a 33-year-old dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting jacked in 22. That's what it was at. He was at a bank, mm-hmm. and he was robbed at gunpoint. And the robber tried to run away, and that dude pulled out his pistol and started shooting at him. And while he was shooting at the dude, he hit a car and killed the little 9-year-old girl in the car. Oh, and they, like, trying to indict him for murder. At first, they didn't bring charges. Now they indicting him for murder. I mean, it's a black dude.
Yeah.
My whole point of the story is, you never want a kid to die. Yeah, that's a terrible situation. But I just hate the double standard of how, like, them boys is allowed to have all of the, you know.
Like, they can have accidents.
Yeah, or they could do whatever they want with guns.
Yeah, and get reprieves.
You could shoot somebody running in your neighbor yard, and it's okay. Yeah. That feel like...
But I do think this, though.
Go ahead.
It's like certain points when stuff like that going on, if I'm a gun owner, and somebody robbed me and they running, I want to shoot, but if it's cars and stuff, like it's busy, I'm probably not going to shoot. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been in the range like that to be able to Denzel Washington, that boy. I ain't the equalizer. So, or John Wick. But if we, like, outside and it's dark and ain't nobody, and that's like a kind of clear path, I'm going to let a couple go at you. But if it's busy like that, you got to be careful. And I think somebody has to be, you know, we always talk about somebody has to be held responsible for that girl dying.
So,
did they catch the robber?
That's my point. Okay. I mean, I wasn't going there initially, but I'm going there. In situations like this, don't all the time, if like two dudes rob a bank, if me and you go rob a bank together tonight and the bank teller get killed, they're going to charge you with murder too?
Yeah, if you got caught, yeah.
Because you committed a crime.
Yeah, if you shot him.
So the dude who was robbing him at gunpoint, is he the one who should get this charge?
I agree with that though.
And if you can't find him, like I said, I get the reckless nature, and you can't be reckless with a firearm. And dude evidently was to have killed a little child like that. But at the same time, like, you know, I just think that we don't get to
give him a little reprieve.
We don't get to have those kind of accidents.
No, as not a people. At all. Like, them boys can hit somebody, kill somebody, be loaded, kill somebody in an accident or something, not paying attention, and go home.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is fine. You know, we just don't have that. We don't have the opportunity.
Yeah. Listen. I said I was gonna talk a little race, but let me step back out and talk about some things that the culture has been into for the last little couple of weeks. This one I said I was gonna laugh about because I told y'all last week, so I did want to tap this one, that LaMelo started the NIL.
Yeah.
I said I was gonna give him his flowers. I really had that realization recently that everything that's happening in sports right now.
LaMelo did first.
LaMelo, and specifically LaVar Ball, started that shit, dog.
You ain't wrong with you.
Because that year they started, them boys, he sent his sons overseas, then he started his own league, Big Baller Brand League.
The apparel came first, started selling all them shirts, them white people was everywhere. That boy had his own kids in their own NIL. That boy went overseas in high school. He left mid senior year, one of them times, somewhere around there. Then he came back to finish up. He left junior year?
I thought he left in high school.
Yeah, he left in high school, but I'm saying like he went to that prep school his senior year.
Oh, yeah, that little blue one.
I forgot the name of it. He went over there and that's where he got his little
A. Was it IMG? No.
Not even IMG. It was,
I forgot the name. He started at Chino Hills, we remember that.
Yeah, then he left. Yeah, sophomore.
Yeah, but either way, I'm just saying, that kind of path is what led the NCAA. I mean, fuck, the NBA messed around and made the G League Ignite and all the rest of that, and then Overtime Elite, all that shit happened.
Well, Brandon Jennings was the first guy to say
that. Yeah, I'm not saying that Brandon Jennings didn't. Brandon Jennings went to go play overseas before them. I agree. I'm just saying LaMelo was the first time where all of this, I think, was the perfect storm.
High school guy, yeah.
And I would have loved to watch LaMelo Ball with your NIL money in college. We could have just did a big three niggas who we wish they had the NIL because, you know, Reggie Bush got his
Heisman
back.
Hey, shout out, bro.
NIL would have made shit crazy.
Boy, Reggie, Vince Young, if Vince Young had NIL money, he does not win national championship.
Because he'd have been drinking?
Just been a wild young nigga. He got some cheese. Don't get it twisted. Texas took care of. But he didn't have what he could have.
It wasn't over the table.
They could have made him the oil ambassador of Texas. Nah. He would have been out that thing.
Boy, like Cam Newton.
$5-6 million.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Cam would have been a fire daddy. He got a father, though, so he'd have been okay. He'd have still been focused.
I'm just thinking about people who did get the money, like Johnny Manziel. All them boys got the money.
Cam didn't get the money, man. Oh, man.
Cam got the money, dog. You don't remember they had that whole recording of like his daddy saying how much it was going to cost for him to go to Mississippi State versus how much it was going to cost for him to go to Auburn.
They had that.
Bro. And it wasn't even no kind of money. It was like $100,000. These boys right now are getting
millions.
That's what I'm saying.
Mignon.
That's all I'm saying. Let me switch back to basketball for a second. Did you see that pic that they've been showing around? Cause I'm going to show you the picture, and I'm going to explain it to everybody else as I show it to Los. They got a little picture that's been floating on the internet and says, who's the worst player in this picture? And the picture got like Steph Curry. It got, Steph Curry, And you watch Wade, it. Dwayne Jordan, Wade, Jordan.
Kobe, Magic, Bron, Kevin Durant, Timmy, Shaq, and Kareem.
And they say, who the worst player in this picture? And I'm like, man, why would y'all do that, man? Why y'all, like...
It's Magic Johnson.
Y'all, oh, man, you wild. I'm like, when I saw it, okay, so that's interesting that you would say that.
No, not Kareem.
I say it's wild that y'all would set up a picture like that just to make fun of D-Wade. Because that's all I see when I watch that. When I see the picture, I'm like, y'all just don't like D-Wade because he let his children wear dresses and shit like that. That's the only reason y'all would make an image like this. I'm like, I'm saying.
Man, Dwayne Wade, like not the worst player.
That's like a picture that guy. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees and Tom Brady and Derek Carr.
Why y'all bullying Derek Carr like that? Eli Manning.
Why y'all bullying Eli Manning? Because he won a championship. Come on, man. I know y'all think D-Wade is somebody. He got him three. But D-Wade the worst person out that list by a mile. Nah, Magic Johnson, nigga? Magic Johnson got five.
You played with goddamn the best nigga ever to play basketball.
And he was the MVP on all in like a bunch of
yeah, because the nigga was old. That nigga never lost.
And then you said Kareem, the all-time scorer.
Nah, check my mind. But I'm saying Kareem, the best nigga to play basketball ever.
Maybe you could tell me Kevin Durant. But come on, man. Kevin Durant is better than D-Wade.
Have you seen Kevin Durant play now?
He's garbage now. But have you saw D-Wade when he was on the Cavaliers?
I saw that, too. He drank too much wine. He was out of there.
Vino.
Yeah. No Diddy. Well, maybe all Diddy. But nah, Kevin Durant looks terrible now. I don't know.
They as a team look terrible. They let
he looked bad.
They let Anthony Edwards them just kind of really like put
they ain't letting them niggas do shit.
Lay wood on their face and stuff like that. I mean, it's part of what's going down at this
they
current
ain't letting
moment.
Him do nothing. He doing what the fuck he want to do. Shout out to him.
Well, D Wade.
That's Jordan's son, actually.
D Wade is the worst person in the picture, man. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about disses real quick. So, in the last week, you know, I normally be doing, like, the AI section of the podcast. So, I say it like this. Shout out to Drake for using AI on his diss.
That shit was dope.
That shit was fine.
They can say what they want to say. That shit was dope. Super creative.
And, I mean, I think Quavo tried to do the same thing.
Nah, his shit was trash.
Yeah. But, you know, him and Chris Brown going back real personal about a woman.
Well, you know, boys don't like losing their women, man. You know, they don't like that feeling. And Chris Brown just better at what he does than what you call Chris Brown saw he really want to fight.
Oh yeah, Chris Brown beat that boy up. And we keep saying that like it's a foregone conclusion.
Nah, it's easy.
I think it is. And their little beef is way more interesting.
Yeah.
Than the other one, man. So, but you know, just them boys beefing got me thinking about a fight.
Big three. Yeah. Big three. Come on. Big three. Three. Now that's a magic.
Yeah, man, I could go on and on and on about the beef because it is entertaining and funny to me. But I want to specifically think about Big Three gangster singing niggas, dog. Because, you know, it's a foregone conclusion. We all be like Chris Brown to beat that boy up because we think he got them hands. But who out here, like, quote unquote, however we want to define gangster, but gangster singing niggas, man. Give me a Big Three.
Getting bodied by a singing nigga. I would start it off with, I think it's probably... Low-hanging fruit, but pause. I'm going to go Bobby Brown, bro.
Bobby Brown was not on my list. It is a super good one.
First thing when you said it, I was like, oh, it got to be Bobby, man.
Yes, okay.
Bobby Brown, she's all day long.
So what's funny about it is you're absolutely right. But I said the same thing, but Bobby Brown ain't on my list.
Okay.
You know what I said? What? It's got to be Bobby. Bobby Womack.
Oh, Bobby
Bobby Womack.
Hey, no, that's dope.
I wish he wouldn't trust me so much. Hey, Bobby Womack, everything, look it up with Sam Cooke and his wife and his child and everything else.
Bobby Womack a dog, boy.
Bobby Womack was a bad boy R&B dog. That's all I'm saying. So Bobby Womack was a gangster.
Okay,
so
we doing like that. I'm going to go Zero.
Zero was on my short list, too.
Since we live in the H, I'm going to go Zero, man.
Zero was on my short list, too. I like what Zero be about in some singing. I could have matched your energy there. I'm not gonna match your energy. I want to match your energy. I might give it to you on the extra. I didn't write a whole bunch of them down because I only really had a good five. That I think you can't have this conversation without Life Jennings.
That's who I couldn't remember his name. Got to have life on that. He actually.
He was actually. You can't have no conversation about no singing niggas.
Like, he definitely had
a body.
Yeah, he definitely got one on his belts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I couldn't remember that exactly. I was trying to find
Life
out.
Jennings. I don't even remember the song. His song was there's a man thug has feelings too.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that boy.
Even though your heart is holding on.
Yeah.
She'll be by your side. Cause when the rolling stops winning and when them gold digging women disappear, she'll still be here. Must be nice. That's it. Life Jennings, man. He on the list.
I'm going to go. I could have went. I'm going to go August Alsina, man.
I liked it. His music is.
Yeah, but that boy had a full entanglement, man. That man, old lady.
Gangster that felt. That felt like he lost a little bit of gangster.
Then he lost some of the entanglement? Just a little bit. I think that's kind of, you knocking your homeboy down.
Maybe so.
Like, I think he won out of that.
I like this big three because it's a lot of good energy.
I think he won out there. I think he won. This is the entanglement situation. I think he won.
I mean, I think he came out looking a little sweet, though.
No, I think his responses were sweet. He should shut the fuck up.
There you go. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said nothing about nothing. Just be quiet.
So, you said Zero. I was going to say Mo 3.
I had him in mind.
You know, that man died, so it's kind of like, was you really the gangster?
Well, he used to be gangster.
Yeah. His music real gangster. I'm gonna end with the other person who got to be, supposed to be, has to be on this list. And we're going to wrap it up how it should be with, obviously, Rick James. The most gangster singing nigga of all time. So let's we don't even have to.
That's not even.
We don't even have to, like, I mean, like, come on, Rick James, bro.
Into the bitch in the back.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm Rick James.
Yeah,
bitch.
No, yeah, Rick James is every bit of
yeah.
who we talk about when I'm like, oh, they singing. Oh, it's a hey, you don't want to mess with that.
Yeah, leave that man.
So that's a good list. That's a good list of boys. Yeah. Them boys can have a fire little album together.
Yeah.
But also,
a tour, they go to jail for the whole time.
Yeah, they could go with
a wrestling people. Match or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, quick, man. Hey, listen, man. Day late in the dollar show, but we definitely make sure we get you that work, man. I appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all tuning in, giving us an extra little couple hours to get our stuff together this week. But we want to make sure we get back on a regularly scheduled program that we're ready to go when we're ready to go. And that we still giving y'all that smoke whenever
life
you need.
Life be lifing, man, you know. But we gonna make sure we still throwing something out, popping out quality work.
Yeah. And it's always fun when we get an opportunity to link in person. Hopefully y'all like the energy that y'all got today, because that's the energy that usually come with these type of recordings.
For sure.
Until next time, as always, y'all have a great week.
Bang, 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 bang.
Make it a best one weekend.
How your gun sound?
Do 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 do.
What's your gun sound?
Do 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 do.